basically the same. Any new faces?
Few.
Or it's the same faces?
A few.
Few new faces. Okay, so I'll get to know you.
Mm-hmm.
What? Should get me a roster.
Yeah, it's been changing the past couple of days.
Okay. With a new. Just if you're new, raise your hand. What are your names? What's your name?
I'm Alexander.
And
Benny.
Yeah. Benny what?
Ivazi.
How do you spell it?
Ivazi.
A I V A Z I. Ivazi. Okay.
It's all official.
Anybody else? Okay, fine. Very good. Okay, so we're gonna start again from the top of Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, even though we already did. We're not gonna go again into all of the Tosfos, and we're not gonna repeat everything we said at the time, but I just wanna get back in. And the bottom Tosfos, I don't think we ever did. That we're gonna do eventually. A little bit. And but I want to talk about today. I want to talk about a little bit something that's going to be very important going forward. We'll see as we go along. So let's pick it up from I guess the bottom of Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, very bottom from the two dots. So Abala Chayisiv Ala Chayisoviv. The Mishnah says that Abala Chayisiv Ala Chayisoviv, and so on. All of the Arayis, all of the Chivay Koras, there's still Knas. The Koras doesn't bother him Knas. Vektum Aru Minu Elena Loikin Abala Chayisiv Ala Chayisoviv Ala Chayisimay Ala Chayis Ishtoy Ala Chayisochav Ala Chayisachiyoviv Ala Anido. So the Mishnah says in Malkus that if somebody's boil all these chayvei karas, so there's a chiyuv Malkus. So if there's a chiyuv Malkus, so that should pater. So the kind of elokim mishal, you have a din of k'teris also, that you can't have a chiyuv Malkus and mammon at the same time. So how do you have karas to steer between the two mishnayos? If somebody's boil achayso, our Mishnah says that he's chayv knas. The Mishnah in Malkus says that he's chayv Malkus. How can he be chayv knas and be chayv Malkus? What happened to k'teris shosay? That's the worst kasha. So the first answer is ula omer ula. That our Mishnah that says that he's chayav knas, that's talking about a chayav naira, and then he's talking chayav knas and not malchus, because the mumman, the knum patas are malchus. The Mishnah in Malchus that says that he's chayav malchus, that's talking about a situation where there is no mumman, she's a begeris, there is no chayav knas. Even if there's no knas, but there's still boishes of gam, even by a begeris, where it's b'shaita. Vikatsaira, where it's b'mafuta. So bottom line is, Ula holds that the Mishnah in Makkas that says Eilin Aleikin has to be a case where there is no chi of mammon. We've eradicated any possible chi of mammon. She's a yisayim of mufuta. There's no chi of mammon. So then there's a chi of malchus, but in our Mishnah with a chi of mammon. So the chi of mammon takes the chi of mammon. Overrides the chiyuv knas and he pays mammon. He does not get malchus. The chiyuv mammon rather overrides the chiyuv malchus because he can't have both. So you have the mammon, and that's ulah that when you have a chiyuv mammon with the chiyuv malchus, the mammon overrides the chiyuv malchus. And that's the word's deal. Al malchus over ulah. Kol heichadika mammon malchus mamayim mishalem milkal eloki. So you see that ulah shita is pashtus and kolat harakula. At this point, it's mashma ulah shita is in kolat harakula that kol heichadika. We'll see later on in the Maskana Gemara if it's still going to be a Kola Tara Kula Dik Ula. But at this stage of the Gemara, for sure it's that way. The Ula holds that Kol Hecha Deika, wherever you find Malchus and Mammon coinciding, Chiyah Malchus coinciding with the Chiyah Mammon, so Mimayna Mishala Milka Leloki, you have the Chiyah Mammon, and you don't have the Chiyah Malchus. So the Gemara says, Minolei Lulaha, what's the Ulu's Mokka? How does he know? The Torah only says Kdeir Shosa. The Torah says you can't have both. The Torah doesn't say which one you should get. So how do you know? Maybe you get the Malchus, maybe you get the Mammon. How does Ula know that it's the Mammon and not the Malchus? So my answer is Gomar Mechayvel Bechaveri Mechayvel Bechaveri Dika Mammon and Malchus Memeinu Mishalem Milkalei Loki Afkol Echa Dika Mammon and Malchus Memeinu Mishalem Milkalei Loki. He learns it after Mechayvel. By Chayvel Bechaveri there's a Chi of Malchus potentially because there's a lot of Pen Yosef and there's a Chi of Mammon Chamisha Dvarim. And the halacha is that he pays mammon, he doesn't get malchus. The mammon patas from malchus. The gemara in Amud Beis learns it out from Sukkim, because it says keni nosen bay. Dover keni nosen bay is tashlumin. Kasha Ethan Mumba Adam Kane Yinosin by. Yes, there's a drasha that the Chiyum Mamon there also overrides the Chiyum Malkus. In other words, don't think that the Chiyum Mamon is only when there's no Malkus, no Asra, let's say. No, even if there is Malkus, even if there was Asra, but there's a drasha Kein Yinosin by that is Mamayna Mishal Milkele Loki, and that's the source for Uluf. Shfrek the Gemara, Hakim and Af Mechayvel B'Chaveroi, Mal Mechayvel B'Chaveroi, Shkein Chayev B'Chamish Yidvar, Vim Mamayna Lekulu, Shkein Hutu Mechayvel B'Beisden. Chayil b'chaver has a unique chumrah and it has a unique kula. It has a unique chumrah that is chayil b'chamish advar. One act is mechayiv and it precipitates five different chayiv b'mamon. So the mamonus of chayil b'chaver is particularly chumrah. And on the other hand, the lav of Ben Yosef is particularly kal because it's hutta mechalei and based. So therefore, that can't be the model for kol ha'tarei kula. We can't learn out from there. That can't be the binyanav for kol ha'tarei kula. That memayna mishal and milkalei loki. Because mimonoshach, if mimayna mishal milkalei loki is a chumra, the more is not sure which is more chumra, mamon or malchus. But if mamon is more chumra, so the din of mimayna mishal milkalei loki is a chumra chayvul b'chaveroi. Maybe chayvul b'chaveroi has that chumra because chayvul b'chaveroi is chumra and that it's chayvul b'chamishadvar. And on the other hand, if mimayna mishal milkalei loki is a kula, because maybe it's worse to get malchus. So then I could also not learn. I still can't learn out from chayvul b'chaveroi because chayvul b'chaveroi has any kula. That it's hutta mechalei and based in. So maybe only chayvul b'chaveroi that has the unique kula of being hutta mechalei and based in has the kula of memayna mishal and milkalei loki. But in kol ha'tarei kula, maybe he's like and he's ain a mishal. Yeah, this gemara, you know, before the break we mefalpel a lot, but right now we're not going to get back and go back into that. So the gemara says kela afu chayvul b'chaveroi. Yeah, before the break, we were busy with his Gui Yisker, but again, it's not for now. I know guys talk on Uda the Shir. I mean, it's okay. Let's ask guys, I don't know. We're a little. I don't think you're missing anything that you need to absolutely have. I mean, you should see the Tyson. You should try to see the Tysus, and maybe you already did it. I don't know. Maybe in the other wherever you're coming from, maybe you already did this Gemara. I don't know. But if not, you should try to see all the Tysus. At least that much. Well. If you can, again, I don't think even that's going to be mamish critical to understanding what's going on. But nonetheless, it should be another shalom. Just see what Taisus. So anyway, so the Gemara continues. Ella goma me'edim zaymimim. Rather, ulus mokar is from edim zaymimim. Ma'edim zaymimim dikamamun malchus. Eidim Zayimim also, you have potentially Mammon and Malkus. That means a case of Eidim Zayimim of Eidus Mammon. They were made on somebody that is Chayiv, let's say, Messiah Mizuz. And they were Huzum. So now you have, theoretically, a Chayiv Mammon and a Chayiv Malkus. You have a Chayiv Mammon of Asis Lekashiz Omer Lassus Lachim. He has to pay. You also have potentially a Chayiv Malkus. What's the Malkus for? The Lav of Leisane. So here you have Malkus for Leisane. You have the Mammon of Kashiz Omer. And the thing is that Ma'ina Mishal and Milkalei Loki, that he pays Mammon and he doesn't get Malkus. The Ma'ina Mishal learns that after from a pasuk also, Yad B'Yad. So we would. But even in such a case, the Mammon overrides the Chiyuv Malkus. So Af Kol Hechad, you can Mammon and Malkus, Ma'ina Mishal and Milkalei Loki. So that's the Mokka. The Mokka is from Eidim Zayimimim. From the fact that he's. There also you have the Malkus of Lisana, the Mammon of Kasha Zomam, and the din is Ma'ina Mishal and Milkalei Loki. That's how Rashi says, Dika Mamma the Kasha Zomam, Umalkas the Lysana. So the Gemara says, no, you can't learn out from there either. Mal Eidim Zoyimim Shekene Sichem Asra, Vimayna Lekula Shekene Leosu Maisa. Eidim Zoyimim also has a unique Chumra and it has a unique Kula. So you can't learn out from there. That can't be the Binyanav for Kolotar Kula, that Mamayna Mishal and Milkalei Loki. Elogama mitruvayu. Rather, he learns it out from a matzad, from chayvel and from edim zayimim. Matzad hashavish b'mi kamamim malchus moedim mishalim milkele loki. Afkalecha di kamamim malchus moedim mishalim milkele loki. So that's, we're going to stop over there. We're going to stop here for right now. So that's the source. So the Marsh says Ula learns it out mechayvel a matzad from chayvel b'chaverei edim zayimim. Even though each one has a tzad chumra and a tzad kula, they don't have the same tzad chumra, they don't have the same tzad kula. So we have a matzad, the kalatar kula, the mamayim shal milkalei laki. I want to talk a little bit about Eidim Zayimim. Agamar seems to imply there's malchus v'leisana. In potential, there's malchus v'leisana. It's just that there's a, that's the word. You also have the moment, so you can't get both, so we have the Rishos, which one do we get? So we have a possible, the mamayim shal milkalei laki. But theoretically, the malchus v'leisana ought to be mechayim malchus. So this is actually a broader shift. I want to take a look at the Gemara Makkos. Do anyone see the Gemara Makkos here? Everybody saw the Gemara Makkos? You'll be seeing it some more. This Gemara Makkos is really, we're going to be busy with it for a while as we go through Asugya. It keeps coming up. I'm going to make a Haschala today. Start like this. The Mishnah says at the beginning of Makkos, the first Mishnah Maseches Makkos, says, "Ketzer Eidim Nasim Zayimim, Leidim Onu Beish Plaini Yishu Ben Gusha Ben Chalutzo, and Oyimim Yos Zeh Ben Gusha Ben Chalutzo Tachto, Eloloi Karboim. Leidim Onu Beish Plaini Yishu Chayv Golus, and Oyimim Yiglis Zeh Tachto, Eloloi Karboim." So the Mishnah says, that's the first Mishnah Makkos. That even though generally speaking the punishment for Eidim Zayimim is Vasisim Lekashazom Ulasis Lechub, but there are exceptions. There are cases of Eidim Zayimim where it's not Shaykh to do to them what they wanted to do to the other person. For example, they said about somebody that said Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza, so they wanted to inflict on him a Psul Yuchsin. So the Mishnah says we can't say that now Vasisim Lekashazom we should make them Psul Yuchsin. The Gemara explains because Loi V'Loi Lazari, we're going to punish their children, we're going to make them into Psul Yuchsin. So we're not only punishing them, we're punishing their children as well, and that's not b'chal v'asisim lo. They're supposed to get punished. It's not that the children don't deserve a punishment. So it's not shaykh. We can't impose on them the einish of kashas, the literal einish of kashas hamar. So instead, we give them malchus. Instead, they get a punishment of malchus. The same thing by golus. Instead, about somebody's chayav golus, and it turns out they're Eidim Zayimim. So we don't say, well, they should go into Golus. That also up to Drosha. That's not Shaykh to do. So instead, they get Malchus. So the Gemara says on Udbeis, Beis and Udbeis. This I didn't tell the Olim, you have to look up, but you should take a look at it anyway when you have a chance. The Gemara says, we learned that from a Pasuk. How do we know this halacha? So the Gemara says, we learned that from a Pasuk. It says, Vitztiko Satsadik Vishio Sarosha Vahoyu Binakai Sarosha. The Kitzur Gemara is a special drasha of Vahoyev Min HaKaisa Rosho that is Malchus for Eidim Zayimim. Yes, we can't do kashas olam. So that's the Gemara's a drasha. V'hoyim min akayis rosh. It's in the pasuk of Eidim Zayimim. It says that extra pasuk v'tzikos hatzadik v'shius rosh. Which Gemara understands to mean that Eidim came along and said that a certain person is a rosh, and then other Eidim came and said, no, that guy was really a tzadik. You're the rosh. You're the Eidim Zayimim. You're the liars. So the Torah says v'hoyim min akayis rosh. We have to give him malchus. So there's a special there's a kashas v'tzikul for short. It's called the drasha v'tzikul. That says that Eidim Zayimim get Malchus. In fact, the Gemara, why do we need a pasuk? The tape of Leini Leisane. Why doesn't he need a pasuk? There's a lav in the Torah of Leisane. So of course they get Malchus. They get Malchus pasuk on Leisane. You're not doing kashas olam, so they should get Malchus for Leisane. So the Gemara explains, no, mishum da'avi lav she'ein by ma'isa. The cholav she'ein by ma'isa ain't like an olam. We have a rule. But you only like on a lav, we'll see later, it's machlekes tanoim. Pashas Paskin that Lashem Maisa ain't like an Olav. We have a rule that you only like an Olav that has a Maisa. Because it has to be Dumi the Lav the Chasimu. The paradigm that you get Malchus for a Lav, because the Torah is like Sachsam Shabbat Yishoy, and that's next to the Pasuk of Bipila Shaifet Yikolafon of Arba Mekenu. So we learn that that's the model. It has to be the model of a lav for which you get malchus is the lav of leisachsim shor b'disha, and that's a lav sheyesh b'maisa. So in general, you only get malchus for a lav sheyesh b'maisa. Leisan is a lav sheyesh b'maisa because it's just words, but it's not even doing any action. It's words and no action, and therefore you can't get malchus. You would not get malchus for the lav of leisan. So I need a pasuk of v'istiklus atzadik b'shus of v'istiklus atzadik. I need an extra drasha to tell me that here, by the case of Edom Zoymimim, they get Malchus anyway. That's the Shtikl Gemara. So there's a Shaila Nachrayim. Yeah, it's a Shaila Mispakeshus. So from Lysana Lord, I wouldn't get Malchus, because it's Lav Shem Emais. So it comes along in Torah and he says, Vistikus Atzadik. So there's a Kosovo that you get Malchus. So is, how do we understand that? Is the pshat that the Gzeres HaKosov is Megala that for this particular Lav Sheim Emaisi you do get Malchus? It's Dikus Megala that there's Malchus for Lysan. Or maybe for Lysan it's Taka no Malchus because it's a Lav Sheim Emaisi. And it's Dikus HaTzadik is not Malchus for the Lav of Lysan. It's Dikus HaTzadik is a new parasha of Malchus instead of Kasha Zoma. The way they say it, the way the Achayim say this, Chakira, Chaskar Ramsky talks about it and others, is the way that is the malchus of Edus Ben Gushim and Chalutza or Leisana Dika Malchus, like any malchus for a lav, except that you might need the extra posuk because it's a lav shem and maisa, so we need an extra gilu that you get malchus. But at the end of the day, it's a regular Leisana Dika Malchus, or maybe Leisana Leilum doesn't have a chiv malchus because it's a lav shem and maisa. Vistikus Tzadik is mechadish a kasha zomim Dika Malchus. That where I can't do Kasha Zomim, literally, I can't make him into Ben Gushim and Chalutza, I can't make him Chayav Golos. So instead of making him into Ben Gushim and Chalutza, I give him Malchus. But that Malchus is not like regular Malchus on a lap, not like a regular Malchus on a lap, the Chasimo. It's a new Parsha, it's a Kasha Zomim to Kamalchus. That's the Chakir. We're going to see this Chakir a little bit more in detail. It's not a Chakir, you need a little bit amplification. We're just right now just opening a door. But Chayra, yeah, so Rashi and Tosis in Bava Kama and Ayat Aleph Beis, the Sefer Samar Mekaymes, they both write. It's a short Rashi and it's a very long Tosis, but they both write. Bottom line over there that Vitzdik was Megala the Zmakas Felisan. Likewise, Tosis and Dav Dalim Beis in Makas. Tosis Rabbanon says likewise that Leisana is that Vitzdik was Megala this Malchus for Leisana, and the Ramban and the Ritva and Malchus that Bezum Bez also say that Vitzdik is Megala this Malchus for Leisana. The mainstream Shita pattern in Rishayim Bukhar is that Vitzdik was Megala this Malchus for Leisana. On the other hand, there is a Me'iri. A Me'iri on this Gemara, not based on the base. The Me'iri says, he has the following question. The Gemara says, we have it later on, but it's also in Lama Gimel Lama Aleph. The Gemara says that Eden Zoymimim. Actually, we had an Beis Medal. One of the chumers of Eidim Zoymimim is that Ein Sricha Masra. Rashi and Gemara said that was one of the chumers of Eidim Zoymimim. Right? Mal Eidim Zoymimim shekein Einam Sricha Masra. How do we know Eidim Zoymimim don't need Masra? So the Gemara and later on, Daf Lamed Gimel has various opinions. How do we know that Eidim Zoymimim don't need Masra? One of the drushes, though, is I think it's Abaye. Yeah, Abai says that it's a svara they wanted to kill somebody without Asra, so it's only fair that they should also get killed without Asra. Otherwise, it would lack in the Masisim Loi, Kasha Zomam Lassus La'achim. Sort of a surprising drasha, but Akabana, that's Abai's drasha. Ask the Meiri, that works by other kinds of Eidim Zomim. Eidim Zomim, where we're doing Kasha Zomam, regular Eidim Zomim, where we're actually giving them Kasha Zomam Lassus La'achim. So I understand that that does not need Asra, because of Abai's svar that they wanted to kill somebody without Asra, so Kasha Zomam Lassus La'achim mandates that they should get killed without Asra as well. But what about Eidus of Engusha and Chalutza? They don't get Kasha Zomam, they get Malchus. Malchus L'chayra, that's a regular Malchus of Lysana. That already should need Asra. So maybe the Eidus of Engusha and Chalutza Taka should need Asra. And the Nibi holds that can't be. A lot of the Eidus of Engusha and Chalutza does not need Asra. Says the Meiri, no, that's a mistake. The Malchus of Ben Gushim and Chalutza is a substitute for Kasha Zomam. So maybe it has all of the dinam of Kasha Zomam. And if Kasha Zomam doesn't need Hasra, then the Eidus Ben Gushim and Chalutza also doesn't need Hasra. Atkan the Meiri. So it's Mashmat at the Meiri Takalur, so it understood that the Malchus of Loisana is not a Malchus, a regular Malchus in the lap of Loisana. It's like a substitute for Kasha Zomam. Maybe it has the Gdorim of Kasha Zomam. The Kitzer, you see in the Eri, that it's a Kasha Zomam Dika Malchus. Meidach Gisa, the Shita Mekubetzis in Baba Kama in Dalai Mabez brings a Taisa Shans, which eventually we don't want to see inside, but not right this moment. But the Shita, he brings there a Taisa Shans, and B'seich HaDvarim, the Taisa Shans writes that by Eidus Ben Gushim and Chalutzi, Yitach need Asra. Even though Eidim Zayim don't need Asra, that's the Kasha Zomim that Eidim Zayim need. But Eidus Ben Gushim and Chalutzi, that's a regular Malchus for Leisana, that Yitach needs Asra. Or that's like the in line with Rashi, Tosfos, the other Rishonim. That Vitzdiku is just a gili, but it's Malchus for Leisana. It's not a Kasha Zomim Dika Malchus. It's regular Malchus for the Lav Leisana. If it's regular Malchus for the Lav Leisana, the Shatz holds. That should have to have Asra, the same as any other Lav. Kasha Zomim doesn't need to have Asra. But this is a regular Malchus, if I'd ask to have Asra. So Akaponim, that's how they say that there's Machlokes here between the mainstream sheet in the Shayin, Rashi, Tosfos, and Baba Kama, Tosfos and Daf Dalet, the Ramban and Daf Beis and Bakas, all these many Rishayim who say that Bitzdik is Megal, there's Malchus for Lisanet. And another one, we have the Meiri, who says, no, it's a Kasha Zomim Dika Malchus. The Malchus of Bitzdiku is a Kasha Zomim Dika Malchus, says Gdorm of Kasha Zomim. It's not regular Malchus for the Lav of Lisanet. Now, so that's the regular ma'aseh. That's machlokes. Let's say Tosfos and the Meiri. Tosfos and these other Rishonim would say it's a gili on Lisana. The Malchus made it's Megushim and Chalutz Lisana. It's a regular Malchus on a lav. And the Meiri says no, it's a Kasha Zomim Dika Malchus. The Gev Emes to Pshat in the Mishnah in Malchus and Abdallah. The Mishnah says like this. Agamemnon was basically going to bring this Mishnah. So the Mishnah. Me'idim onu b'ishplaini shu'chayiv l'chaveri masayim sus v'nimtzu zayimimim. Lo'ikinu m'shalmin. Shalei Hashem ha'mevim l'day makas mevim l'day tashlum m'divir ha'meh. Meir says, Edom said, Edom's about somebody that's chayiv masayim sus. Then they were huzum. Says Meir, they get malchus. And they have to pay. They have to pay masayim sus for kasha zomam. And they also get malchus for leisana. V'chachomim ha'imrim, and that the Gemara says, "Shatn Rabbanon, Bishter Rabbanon, Kedei Rish also Iksiv Mishum Risha Achas Etamachayv Yitamachayv Mishum Shtei Rishayos." Because of the Locha, Kedei Rish also. In other words, here you have potentially Yichiv Malkus and Yichiv Mammon. You have Malkus for Lisana, and you have Mammon for Kasher Zaman. There's Malkus and his Mammon. There's Malkus for Lisana. There's Mammon for Kasher Zaman. Says the mayor, okay, so you have to get both. You get Malkus for Lisanet, you get Mammon for Kasha Zomim. Say the Chacham, no, you can't do that. Kedei Rish Osay. You can't have Malkus and Mammon. Maybe you give him the Mammon and not the Malkus. How do we know giving the Mammon and not the Malkus? Maybe it's the other way around. That's the Gemara by us in the Mammon place that we have a drosha for that. The Gemara says, what about a mayor? What does he do? Why doesn't he dash in Kedei Rish Osay? The Gemara says, no, Gomim Moitzi Shemra. He learns that from Moitzi Shemra. Places by us brings it also. He learns that from Moitzi Shemra. Moitzi Shemra, we know, is like a Mashal, in terms of Yisro Isoi, and there's also a Chiyan Knas. So that's a model that we learn from Moitzi Shemra, that you're like a Mashal. And Chum says, no, you can't learn that from Moitzi Shemra. Moitzi Shemra is a Knas. And the Gemara says, no, Rameh Hol Seidim Zayim is also a Knas, so you can learn that from Moitzi Shemra. Places by us was Marach about that. That's the Shikul Gemara. So therefore, because Rameh learns that from Moitzi Shemra, he doesn't have the drosha of Kedei Rish Osay. The Gemara by us, later on, the Daf Lamed Zayin says, what does Rameh do with Kedei Rish Osay? He learns that from Moitzi Shemra, we don't say Kedei Rish Osay. What does he do with the Pasuk? At the end, it's still a Pasuk of Kedei, it's still a Pasuk. What does Rameh do with the Pasuk of Kedei Rish Osay? Anybody remember? Gemara in Daf Lamed Zayin. Uses it for Misa Malkus. Close. Yeah, for Misa Malkus. Rameh says the Pasuk of Kedei Rish Osay is not for Malkus and Mammon, because he also, you are like the Mashalim. It's rather to tell me Misa and Malkus. And Rabban apparently hold we're going to have both things from the Pasuk there, Shos. Al-Kalpanim, that's the Shtikul Gemara, the Mishnah and the Gemara. So now, at face value, this Mishnah, does it make more sense according to Taisvis, or does it make more sense according to the Meiri? What did it say in this Mishnah? The Mishnah says, so Meir says, Leikin Mishalman. Why Leikin Mishalman? The Leikin Filisana, and the Mishalman as Kasha Zomim. The Chacham say, yeah, that makes sense, but Kedei Rish Osay can't have both, so you have it in a Kedei Rish Osay. But if not for Kedei Rish Osay, the Chacham would agree to a Meir that he would be Leikin Mishalman. Leikin Mishalman means Malkus Filisana, and Tashlumit for Kasha Zomim. According to Tosfos, that makes a lot of sense. Because Vitzdiku, even though Lisana is a lot of shame in Maisa, but Vitzdiku is Megala, there's Malkus for Lisana, despite the fact that it's a lot of shame in Maisa. So maybe there's in potential, there's Malkus for Lisana, this moment for what? This moment for Kasha Zomam. So Rameh says, Loikin Mishalim, get Malkus for Lisana, because Vitzdiku is Megala, there's Malkus for Lisana, and you have to pay Mammon, that's Kasha Zomam. But according to the Meiri, that Vitzdiku is not Megala that you get Malkus for Lisana. Rather, Vitzdiku is telling me that is a Kasha Zomim de Kedin, that when you can't be Mekayim Kasha Zomim literally, so instead you give him Malkus. So Malkus is just a substitute for Kasha Zomim. So if you're giving him a Kasha Zomim, why should you get Malkus too? The whole Vitzdiku is to tell me, for Lisana you can't get Malkus. La Shem Emaisa. What's Vitzdiku? It's a Kasha Zomim de Kedin. That we can't do literally Kasha Zomim, so instead you do Malkus. Okay, that's what you can't do Kasha Zomim. But what you're doing Kasha Zomim, so why should you have Malkus on top of that? The whole Vitzdiku, the whole Malkus of Edus Ben Gushu and Chalutza is a substitute for Kasha Zomim. But here we're doing Kasha Zomim. Why should we give him Malkus as well? So the Chor of this Mishnah, the Pshutoi, is a riot to the Tosfos against the Meiri. So this question is raised by the Meiri. The Meiri here on this Mishnah, that Dalet, Taka is bothered by this. Says the Meiri, says in the ear as follows. He says, first of all, he says in Rameir. Rameir says, you like the Mishalim? You like it for Leisana? He says in the ear, Rameir must hold that you're like it for Lav Shein B'Maisa. The Artanoim of Yudu, brings the sheep in a Tanu holds it that you like it for Lav Shein B'Maisa. Rameir holds you like it for Lav Shein B'Maisa. Well, if you like it for Lav Shein B'Maisa, then how do you like it for Leisana? I think, remember that? That was the one that basement base. Remember that basement base says, why can't you be like it for Lisana? What do you need Vizdiku? You might say, no, Lisana is Lav Shein B'Maisa. So therefore, you can't be like it for Lisana, you like it for Vizdiku. Which, according to the Meiri, means you're not like it for Lisana because it's Taka Lav Shein B'Maisa. Instead, you like it for Vizdiku, which is a Parsha Mechudesh, or a Kasha Zom of the Kamalkas. But that's only if you're not like it for Lisana because Lisana is Lav Shein B'Maisa. But if you hold that you are like it for Lav Shein B'Maisa, if you hold, like Rabbi Yehuda, for example, that you're like it for Lav Shein B'Maisa, then you're Taka like it for Lisana. You don't need Vizdiku. Don't even have it. You don't probably don't have the Joshua Vizdiku. Then you push it like it for Leisana. So therefore, says the Meiri, Meir, who says that you're like a Mishalim, he must hold that this Malkus and a Lav Shein B'Maisa. Meaning, he doesn't spell that, doesn't fill in the blanks. But meaning that if you hold, like we hold Alocha, presumably, that you're not like it for a Lav Shein B'Maisa, so then I don't have to come. Then Meir is not right. Then you can't be like it for Leisana. I be Vizdiku. Vitzdiku is a kasha zoma to get in. You're not going to get vitzdiku plus kasha zoma. So there's no tzad you should be like a mishalim. You're only according to the if you hold according to the Meiri lemanda omar halacha that you're not like an alav shem b'maisa. So for leisana there is no malchus. The only malchus is the malchus of vitzdiku. By mengush mechulutz you have the malchus of vitzdiku. The malchus of vitzdiku is a kasha zoma to get malchus. It doesn't make sense to say that by Be'idim Anu B'Yishleim Shechayim L'Chamerim Masayim Zuz that he should be like for Vitzdiku and he should also pay out Kasha Zomam. The whole Vitzdiku is a Kasha Zomam Dikadin. When you can't do Kasha Zomam, you do Vitzdiku instead. But when you're doing Kasha Zomam, that's the end of the story. So that's Mamash what the Meiri says. The Meiri says the Mishnah that said, Rameir in the Mishnah says that you're like a Mishalim, that's because Rameir holds that you're like a Lav Shein B'Maisa, so you're like a Leisana, and you pay out Kasha Zomam. But the halacha that you're not like a Lav Shein B'Maisa, so then, if Adar Meir has no aschala, you can't be looking for Leisana, or there is Kasha Zomam. And even if Vitzdiku is only a Kasha Zomam, it's a poor man's Kasha Zomam. When you can't do Kasha Zomam, you do Malkus. But when you have Kasha Zomam, if Adar is no Vitzdiku. Also, yes, but what about the Chachamim? So why did the Chachamim have to say Kedei Rishosai? The Chachamim would say back to Meir, if the Chachamim Oimrim call him a Shalom Ein Eloike, it says the Gemara, it means Kedei Rishosai. What do you have to have Kedei Rishosai? The Chachamim should say to Meir, it's a Lav Shem Emaisa. Says to Meiri basically that the Chacham is the dvar of the Rameir. He says to Nechanami, you really ask Lav Shein B'Maisa. You don't have to come out to Kedei Rishosai. You're not like it Poshut because it's a Lav Shein B'Maisa. But Chacham was saying to Rameir, even if you would be like it a Lav Shein B'Maisa, but here you can't be like it Mishalim because of Kedei Rishosai. So Mechudish took a Shadi in the Mishnah. So what do we have so far? Let's sort of sum up what we've seen so far. We have a Gemara that Beis Amid Beis that said, well, we have a Mishnah, first of all, Beis Amid Beis. We have a Mishnah that when there's no Kasha Zomam, you get Malkus. So we can't do Kasha Zomam, you get Malkus. The Gemara explains, because it's a Pasuk of Vitzdiku. She says, it's a Pasuk of Vitzdiku. Frek the Gemara, why don't you Vitzdiku? Paper claim you Leisana. The Gemara says, Leisana, Lav Shein B'Maisa. So maybe we need a Pasuk of Vitzdiku. That machlekes rishonim, how do they understand that gemara? Taisus and many other rishonim understand the gemara to be saying Rashi and Vavakam. They all understand the gemara to be saying vitzdiku is megala that there is malchus for leisana. I need vitzdiku because leisana by itself is lav shein b'maisa. Vitzdiku tells me that leisana is an exceptional kind of lav shein b'maisa. Leisana is a lav shein b'maisa that has malchus. That's a taisus and that's a Rashi and Taisus in that gemara. And the Meiri learns that. That no, Vitzdiku is not Malkus for Lisana. Vitzdiku is a Kasha Zomam Dika Malkus. It's a substitute for Kasha Zomam. The Rav Kamina could be for Asra. Meiri says that that even they just bring Lushim Echilutzim needs Hasra. The same way Leisana doesn't need Hasra. The same way Kasha Zomer rather doesn't need Hasra, because they wanted to kill the other guy with Hasra, so it's only fair they should also get killed with Hasra. So the Miri says the same thing by Eidus Bengushim and Echilutzim. Since it's Midin Kasha Zomer, it has the same halacha that ain't Sarecha, that ain't Shuch Hasra. The other in Tesha Shad says in Baba Kama, that Bengushim and Echilutzim doesn't need Hasra. It's not like Kasha Zomer. Kasha Zomer doesn't need Hasra. But the Malkus of Bengushim and Chalutzu, that's only Sanan de Kamalkus, or Red Sanan de Kamalkus, of how that has to have Asra. So that might be an Afghanina lahalocha between Tysus and the Meiri. But we'll have to see that if that's really true in the light of the Gemara and Lamed Gimel when we get there. Not the bottom, at least to understand what's going on, that might just brings out, you know, whether that's Mukhuch, whether that Afghanina is Mukhuch Ladina is a different shayla, but it brings out, certainly Machlekes Meiri and the Tysus Shans, it brings out what's at stake here between the Meiri and on the one hand, and Rashi and Tosis on the other. Rashi and Tosis hold that Leisana is that Vehitztikum, which is the Malkus of Bengushim and Chalutza, is a Leisana Dika Malkus. Therefore says the Tosis Shans, it needs Hasra, the same as any other law. And the Neiri on the other hand holds that the Malkus of Bengushim and Chalutza is not a Leisana Dika Malkus. Leisana is not a Lav Shem and Maisa. And you're not like on a Lav Shem and Maisa. Lididon, that we hold that you're not like on a Lav Shem and Maisa. So why are you like a Beis Megushim and Chalutza? Because of a new pasuk with Tiku, that's a parsha mechudeshes of a kasha zomim de kamalkus. That even when you can't do kasha zomim literally, so you do malkus instead of kasha zomim. But it's midin kasha zomim, and it's yichasro. That's machlekes between Tosis and the Meiri. Foundational machlekes. So it bears that how to understand the Mishnah Tavdal and Menal. The Mishnah Tavdal and Menal says by meidim onu b'yishloim shulchayev masayim sus. So Rav Meir says like the mishalim, you're like it for leisana, you're mishalim because of kasha zomim. And Chachamim say no, there is shos. They call the mishalim ain't like. So Bashkov Bipshutoi, the Mishnah is exactly like Rashi and Tosis. It says in this Mishnah that there's Malkus for Leisana. That's Mamash Rameh Shikha. You like your Mashalim, you get Malkus for Leisana, and you're Mashalim alst Kasha Zomim, because you were made in somebody this Chayim Messiah Zos. So you have to be Mashalim. So Pashtus in the Mishnah is Mamash like Rashi and Tosis. That there's Malkus for Leisana. Meaning that Vitzdiku is Megala, that there's Malkus for Leisana. On the other hand, according to Meiri, the Mishnah is very Shver. How can there be Malkus for Leisana? Leisana is a Lav Shein B'Maisa. Veitztiku is a Kasha Zomim to Kamalkus. And only when there's no Kasha Zomim. But when there is Kasha Zomim, then there's no Veitztiku. So why does the Meir say you're like a Mishalim? And why did the Rabbanan have to come out to Kerish Shosli to argue on the Meir? So the Meir himself says in the Chanami, that mission is going, that you're like a Lav Shein B'Maisa. If you're like a Lav Shein B'Maisa, then it's totally different. If you're like a Lav Shein B'Maisa, then the Gemara that base is not right. I mean, the Gemara that base is going that you're not like a Lav Shein B'Maisa. If you like a Lav Shein B'Maisa, then I don't need the drosha of Vitzdiku. You push it like a Filisana. Begushim and Chalutz is push it like a Filisana. So a mayor says, you like the Mishal, you like a Filisana, like any other Lav of the Torah. I is Lav Shein B'Maisa. A mayor holds you like a Lav Shein B'Maisa. And the Rabbanan said, the Dvar of the Rameir, really, it's a Lav Shein B'Maisa, Leisana, and there's no Malkus to talk about. All there is Kasha Zomim. That's it. There's just a Chiyam Omen. There is no Chiyam Malkus here in the first place. But even according to your Meir, who hold that there is a Chiyam Malkus because you hold that you're like a Lav Shein B'Maisa, so there could be Malkus for Leisana, but here, call him a Shalom and a Leika because you have a dinner finish. It's also the two Mahalchim here in the Mishnah. That we have again in the Sefer of the Mishnah. The Sefer of the Mishnah says, "The Eidim Onu Bishleini Shulchayev Lachaveroi Meidim Onu Bishleini Shulchayev Malkus." Eidim came along and said about somebody, "Chayev in his Chayev Malkus." V'nimtzu Zayimim. So the mayor says, "Leikis Shmeinim." He gets two sets of the Eidim Zayimim. Get Malkus twice, once for Leisana, and again for Kasha Zomim. And Chachamim say, "No, ain't a Leika El Arba." What's the machlekes about? Now here you can't say Kneira Shosli, because Kneira Shosli is only by Malkus and Mammon, not by Malkus and Malkus. So what's the machlekes? So the Gemara explains that the Chachamim hold you can't get Malkus for Leisana and for Kasha Zomim, because Malkus is the Ashor for Kasha Zomim. So since Malkus is the Ashor for Kasha Zomim itself, every Yoinish in Torah, even if it's a Mechudish to Goinish, needs an Ashor. They need an Ashor. Every Yoinish in Elam can Masir. So since Leisana here is serving as the Azhara for Kasha Zomam, so you can't get Malkus for Leisana and then be Nenish for Kasha Zomam as well. That's the... And Rameir holds That is another asar. That Leisan is not the asar. This is a different asar. It says Leisifu. So there are Meir holds it's another asar. So I don't need Leisanin to be the asar for Kashazama. So Meir Leisanin is just a lab that's not serving as an asar for Kashazama, and you like it for Leisanin. That's the Gemara. Taisus speaks out by Yemidimod, by Yishplen Shuchayev, Messiah Mzuz. We can't say that's the Machaikas. Because Mammon doesn't need an asar. So then we need the word of Derishos. You know, Taisus explains the two Gemaras, it's two different issues. That has nothing to do with Ashar, with Leisana being the Ashar for Kashas. Mammon doesn't need an Ashar. Torah can be managed. Mammon doesn't need an Ashar. There I have to come out to Kdeir Shasa. Masha'en came by Me'inamon, we explained to Shachai Malkus. He can't say Kdeir Shasa because it's Malkus and Malkus. Malkus and Malkus is no Kdeir Shasa. But there I have this other Svar. That since Leisana is the Asar for Kashas Omam, so whereas Leisana serves as the Asar for Kashas Omam, you can't also get Malkus for Leisana. It's like a double jeopardy. Where Leisana is the Asar for Kashas Omam, you can't also get Malkus for Leisana. That's an extra din. So again, the same Eri is going to play out over there as well. According to Tosfos, the Pshat in the Mishnah is Poshut. Meet a money which playing Shulchai of Malkus. So they're like a Shemayim according to the Meir. Why do they like a Shemayim? Once for Leisana, and once for Kashazama. I Leisana is Lav Shem and Maisa. No, the Tzdik was Megala, this Malkus for Leisana. And Chacham say, yes, that's true, but since in this particular case, Kashazama needs an Asara, so Leisana is also serving as the Asara for Kashazama, so you can't also get Malkus for Leisana itself. According to the Meiri, what's Pshat in the Meir? Why do you like a Shemayim? Once for Leisana, and once for Kashazama, Leisana is Lav Shem and Maisa. And the tzdiko is a kashazomu tikkadin. You're already getting kashazomu. So why should you get another set of malchus? So the same thing, Miri would say, no, this mishnah is going, that you're like in a lav shem and maisa. So this mishnah happens totally, you are like it for leisana. But lahaloch, you're talking not like it for leisana. Hatkan. So now there's a kasha that I should ask. What? It's also the Zvar Dremeh. We really hold.
The Rabban say, you only get one.
I know it's really Rabbanim would say Lishan is Lav Shem and Maisa, and all you have is Kashas Ama. You can't get Malkus for Lishan because it's Lav Shem and Maisa. No, excuse me. According to the Meiri, the Rabbanim would say we really hold that Lishan is Lav Shem and Maisa, and you can't get Malkus for it. And Vitzdiku is just a gilui that there's a Kashas Ama of the Kedin, and you're getting Kashas Ama anyway. But the Varecha that you're like in a lot of shame and Maisa, but here you can't be like in Leisana because here Leisana is the Azhar for Kashazom. Exact same thing. Yeah, it's very Mechudis Miri, but that's what he says. So now, let's go back to Ula. Ula says, Kol HaMishalim Ena Leikir. Whenever you have Beir Shosar, you can't be like in Mishalim. So which one do you do? You're Mishalim Ena Leikir. Says, how does Ula know? What's his marker? So the Gemara says he learns that from Chayvul B'Chaverim from Eidim Zaymimim. Because you see by Chayvul B'Chaverim from Eidim Zaymimim that you have in play Malkus and Mammon. And the din is Mishalim Ein Elokim. Says Ula, oh, that's the Mokka in Kolotar Kulu, you're Mishalim Ein Elokim. So what's by Eidim Zaymimim? Where did Ula see this by Eidim Zaymimim? Because you have Leisana. Rashi says, because you have the Malkus of Leisana, you have the Mammon of Kasha Zaman. And the Torah says, The Torah says that Yemeshalim ain't a leikah. We have to draw Shalom base. Yad v'yad. Because the Torah says Yemeshalim ain't a leikah. According to the Meiri, that's only true lamanda omer that you're leikah in a lav shem and maisa. If you're leikah in a lav shem and maisa, then you can be leikah for leikah, and you can have momer for kasha zomam, and then you have Kneir Shosu that tells me no, Yemeshalim ain't a leikah. But a halacha we pass in that you're not leikah in a lav shem and maisa. And there is no Malkus in Leisana. And I don't need Kederi Shosan. There is only a Chiyah Mammon. Now it's Bekitzer, according to the Meiri, Lehalocha that you're not Leikin for Leisana, because it's a Lav Shem and Maisa. And Vitzdiku is not Megal that you're Leikin Leisana. Vitzdiku is a Kashazomim to Kamalkus. That only applies when there's no real Kashazomim. But when you have a real Kashazomim, there's no Vitzdiku either. So the Meiri said, Pshat in the Mishnah Malkus, that Rameyu says that you're Leikin Mishalim, He taka holds liya loikar alav shem emaisa. And even the rabban who responded to him k'tei v'shosu, that's only l'dvarav d'rameir. L'dvarecha, that you loikar f'leisana, but here you can't be loikar m'shalom because of k'tei v'shosu. But l'halocha, that there's no malchus on alav shem emaisa. So there's no leisana at all. There's no malchus here in the first place. All there is a chiyum mamon. So where's your mocker over here? That you m'shalom in a loikar? There is no malchus here in the first place. Because leisana is alav shem emaisa. So, well, I have to say, according to the Meiri, L'chayra, Meiri doesn't talk about it. I didn't really look at the Meiri here in Ksuvas. I wonder if he says anything. It's worth checking out. But the Pshuta, I don't know, maybe you have to say, according to the Meiri, that Ula holds you like that a lot of shame and maisa. That's very astounding. That Ula should hold you like it for a lot of shame and maisa. And according to the Beis, when Rav Yerchan holds the other way around, you like it for a mashalim. And then we're asked, what about Eben Zayman? Well, actually, the Meiri doesn't ask Rav Yerchan for Eben Zayman. We're asked from Chayvel, and the Gemara says, well, just like Abilah, you said that there is exerts a kosov, that you're Mishalim. Yeah, actually, the Gemara doesn't ask in Rav Yechon as a kasha. Maybe from Rav Yechon, it's not a problem. But Akapanim and Ulam. Ulam's learning out from Chayvel and from Adam Zayman. How can you learn out from Adam Zayman? He makes the whole. Yeah, it's very big doichik to say that Ulam holds you like in a lot of shame and license. Should they be passing? You're not looking a lot. Shame of Meisah. It is a machlekes tanoi. But it was not a tan. He's already not mayor. Chayor by the mayor. Today it's davar muskan. You're not looking a lot. Shame of Meisah. I don't know. Maybe it's not so muskan place. I don't know. I mean, I don't see a way out. Chayor according to you, you have to say the ulu's going that you're looking a lot. Shame of Meisah. The whole Mishnah, the Mishnah is going to elect an Hashem. The Mishnah Daf Dalet is assuming that you're elect an Hashem and Meisah. It may really hold that way. And Chacham we're talking the Dvar of the Rameir. So the Mishnah Daf Dalet is going that you're elect an Hashem and Meisah. So it was going within that framework that you're elect an Hashem and Meisah. But the emes is you're not elect an Hashem and Meisah. And there's no Leisan at all. There's no Malkus of Leisan at all. And all there is Kasha Zomim. And it's not Kedera Shossi. There's one Chiyot. There's one. Just a Chiyot moment.
And that's the best that's how they be separate from.
Because if it's tikkun as hara to be separate from, first of all, the Meiri doesn't say that. Then the Meiri,
it sounds like.
What?
Because the Meiri here in Ksuvis doesn't talk about how tikkun as tzaddik revolves around kasher zaman. She says because of the lack of kasher zaman, so you have to come on to tikkun as tzaddik.
Where am I looking? Am I
in the second page? Oh, sorry, the first page in the middle of the first column.
Oh wow, maybe he talks about it, but he's saying very weird things. I'll read you the Meiri. Af Adam Zoymimim, Kol Shi Efshil Kayim Bim Din Azoma Loikin. He going to eat our Kayan, Shu Ben Gusha Vechalutza. She know him, he also said Ben Gusha Vechalutza Tachto, and the Sayfik is Sarabon. So that's the word that Bezam and Bez. The Mishnah really. By Ben Gusha Vechalutza, since he can't do Kasha Zoma, he gets Malkus. Adds the Meiri, and this is the Meiri L'chayr L'shitosai, but lo mishum leisana. Malkus of Ben Gush and Chalutz not for leisana. Shari lav shem emaisu. El minich sevis tikkus atzadik. Kupishim esechus Malkus, edim sheshu satzadik, vos edim achrini vitz tikkus atzadik to make kor, v'oyim bin akreis arosha. So far, the Meiri L'shitosai. Meiri says here b'feirish. The Malkus of Ben Gush and Chalutz is lo mishum leisana, but rather from vitz tikkus. Doesn't say v'tzidiku is megala that you like it for leisana. Tvarim borim milelu. That it's not for leisana. It's not the malchus of leisana. It's a malchus of v'tzidiku. Then he goes on. He says hakol sheyesh by lekayim by mitzvah hazama. But where one could do hazama, kigayin sheidu b'mamon, like where they made edus mamon, where you could do to them kashas mamon. It's not like Ben Gushim and Chalutza, we can't do to them, we can't make them Ben Gushim and Chalutza. They say that Eidus Mammon, about you could do Kasha Zomam. So in that case, Mishalman Ve'enim Loikim. So we can actually do Kasha Zomam, then they're Mishalman, and they don't get Malkus. Shekol Sheesh Ve'enim Zomim and Din Mammon, but Din Malkus, Mimayin and Mishalman, Milka Loi Loki. Because by Eidim Zomimim, we have Mammon and Malkus, Mimayin and Mishalman, Milka Loi Loki, which is the Lashon Nebula. Hilkach, mir man be shleim shchayb khayb mit saim sus, wir nimmt zu saimim mit shalmen be einem leiken. A kosh ein shom den moment it sad shebe eshel khayb in den azam leiken wenn sich hinzu. Sounds like the Iri saying, let's think this through. Sounds like the Iri saying like this, L'olam, L'isane is out of the picture. It's a lot of shame in mice. The Malkus of Engushim and Chalutza is a bit sticker than the Malkus. A new parish of Malkus. But nonetheless, the Iri held that when a person is made and he's playing Shechayim Asayim Zuz, he should get Malkus and Momon. Malkus, Momon rather, for Kasha Zoma. And Malkus for Vitzdiku. So even though Vitzdiku is not Lysana, it's a new din of Vitzdiku, but let him get both. Let him get the regular din of Kasha Zomim, and let him get the new din of Vitzdiku, the Kasha Zomim, the Vitzdiku, we call it. Maybe it's not so Kasha Zomim, it's a new parasha of Vitzdiku. Right, that's going to be a problem. I don't know what it's going to be. So one second. So he says, no, that's learned out from Kedei Meshosa. That's what it says. It says the din is Moedim Shalom Mikulei Loki. That's how he's learning up Ula. Moedim Shalom Mikulei Loki, he doesn't say the words Kedei Rishosai, but Moedim Shalom Mikulei Loki, that's a code word for Kedei Rishosai. That's taken out of Agamar. So it sounds like the Neri of your holds that really by rights you should have Malk, by Me'idim Onu, by Yishlein Yishukhaya from Messiah Zuz, he should get Malkus and Mammon. Like a Meir holds. But not Malkus for Leisane and Mumen Kashas Omam, like Rashi says. That the Mi'ur doesn't subscribe to. But Leisane is Eimei Meiser. You should get Malkus for Vitzdiku and Mumen for Kashas Omam. I didn't think that's possible. If the Malkus of Vitzdiku is a Kashas Omam, the Malkus, then it's only when you're not actually doing Kashas Omam. But here the Mi'ur says, no, maybe that's really a possibility. You should get Malkus for Vitzdiku and you should also get Mumen for Kashas Omam. And why don't you? Ask the Eimei. Because there's an if there, and that also is an if there is shosay. Mimayna mishalim milkalei loki. Yeah, that's very nice, but that's not like the mirin daf dalet and malchus. The mirin daf, if that's true, then what's why do you have to say that? Rameir holds will let you like it and laugh shame and maisa. Rameir says like it and mishalim. Says to me, oh, you must hold you like it and laugh shame and maisa. Well, you're not like it and laugh shame and maisa, but you like it mishalim. You like it for you like it for vitzdiku. And you're mishalim for kashas omer, and the Rameir say back to look, there is shosli. Mamash like the Miri says over here. You get to the Miri over here. It's not like the, it doesn't is does seems to be against the Miri in the Mishnah Dav Dalet. Of course, and the Miri and the Miri over there is shver from Ula. The Kitzer, I don't see how the two reached him. The Meiri and Daf Dalet and Makas seems to assume that if it's Tiku is a Kasha Zoma the Kedim, then it doesn't make any sense when you're actually getting Kasha Zoma. Because it's only a substitute for Kasha Zoma. It's an Ezatz Kasha Zoma. You can't actually do Kasha Zoma, so you give him Makas instead. So the Meiri and Makas is bothered by Rameir. Rameir says, Leikum Mishalim. Why are you Leikum Mishalim? Says the Meiri, Rameir must hold you. You like it a laugh shame in Makas. You don't even need Tiku, you like it for Lisan. And there are born and chacham melidvav the Rameir. That's the Meiri over there in Daf Dalet and Makas. If that's the case, then Ulu's going to be shed. Ulu's going to also have to hold that you like an alav shem and ma'aser. That's very difficult. The Meiri by us says differently. He remains consistent that Vitzdiku is not a gilui and leisana. Vitzdiku is its own independent, what we're calling a kasha zomdik malchus. But the Meiri by us holds that in theory you could get Vitzdiku and get kasha zomdik too. Vitzdiku is like an independent, a new parasha of Malkus. But you could get that and also get Kasha Zoma. And that's where Meir holds. And the Rabbanan say, no, Kol HaMashalim Eino Leike. Meir Shosei. Yeah, I don't see how to reconcile the two Meiris. Yeah.
Is it possible that the Meiri here is just explaining how Ulu Kol HaMashalim Ram Malkus, and then the Meiri Malkus is saying what he thinks Shalim Ram Malkus is?
I don't think the Meiri has right. If that's how Ulu learns the Mishnah Malkus, may it taste anybody who should learn differently. So, you know, he needs a peg on which to hang with.
Yeah.
Unless he had some hechach there in the sugya, but I don't know what it could be. But I have a kash the Miri Beis also. Maybe this will help. According to the Miri Beis, how does it mean the safe of that Mishnah? Me'idim anu b'ish plain ishu chayim malchus. So Ramey says you look at Shmoinim. And the Chachamim say no, you only look at Arbon. Now, Taisus speaks out over there. It's not shayach over there. Kedayr Shosley. It's malchus and malchus. So why did Chachamim say you don't get Shmoinim? Says the Gemara, because since you can't get malchus for Leisana and for Kasha Zoma, because Leisana is the Ashor for Kasha Zoma. Since the Malkus of Kasha Zomim needs an Ashara, so the Leisana is, so to speak, used up to be the Ashara of Kasha Zomim, so you can't also get Malkus from Leisana itself. And the Rabbanan respond, says the Gemara over there, that Rameir had, so that's what the Rabbanan hold. And Rameir responds, no, I have a different Ashara, Lo Yosifu. I don't need Leisana to be the Asara for Kasha Zomim. There's another Asara. Besides, that's just a Gumar. So I don't get it. According to the Meiri Bayas, why did the Rabbanan say you don't get Malkus Shmeinim? Leisana is used up to be Asara for Kasha Zomim. But get Malkus for Vitzdiku. Get Malkus for Vitzdiku and Malkus for Kasha Zomim. According to the Meiri Bayas, the Malkus of Itzdiku is not Leisanadik, and it can coexist with Kasha Zama. You can get the Malkus of Itzdiku and also get Kasha Zama, except that Ein Leikin Mishalman. But if you told him Malkus and Malkus, so why can't you be Leikin Shmein and Poshet Alst Arboim for Kasha Zama and Arboim for Itzdiku? The Gemara says he can't do it because Leisan is used up to be the Asar for Kasha Zama. But according to the Niyam Reyos, the first set of Malkus is not for Leisanah. Leisan is Lav Shem Emaisa. The first set of Malkus is for Vitzdiku. And then Yerubi also holds that Vitzdiku could coexist with Kasha Zomam, except for the fact that it's Kedei Rishosai. And look, call him a Shalomenik. Malkus and Malkus, why can't you have?
The Gemara only says that as a response to the question, Rabban and Losan never echad shakir my avdibe.
Right.
So you could learn that as being a question to understand the safe of the Mishnah.
Yeah.
But you could also learn as being a stam question on the Rabban. According to Rabban, what's the Yisra about? What does the Yisra teach us? It's not a question of the din of the Mishnah.
It's still showing the Rameir. What does Rameir do? What does Rameir say?
Because then the Gemara answers that the Rabban gets the Ashara from here. So now the Rabban gets the
Ashara from here. Maybe Rameir also has the Ashara from here, but you have Malkus for Vitzdiku. And the day is still showing. I can't remember Falco, what's the word pass exactly Rabban. But then the Gemara is forced to say in Rameir that he has another Ashara. Because the Malkus apparently is coming from Leisana. Maybe we could say a Pilpul. Maybe this Kash is already halfway to a Teretz. That maybe in a Chanami, that Gemara must be going that the Malkus and the Mishnah is for Leisana, not from Vitzdiku, because that Gemara holds that you can't have Vitzdiku plus Kasha Zoma. So the Nivei over there explains the Mishnah al Derech the Gemara over there, but Ula must hold that there could be Malkus for Vitzdiku and also Mama for Kasha Zoma. You can have Vitzdiku and Kasha Zoma at the same time; they could coexist, except that you have Kedei Shosa. But then according to Ula, why aren't you like a Shmeinim? But then it's fair, according to Ula, why aren't you like Yishmael? I mean, either money, which language is Chayim Malkus, you like Yishmael? I've bought him for Kashi for Vitzlu, and I've bought him for Kashi Zom, and there's no Kedei Rishosa. What? Maybe that's also called Kedei Rishosa.
Right.
Yeah, it also goes into Kedei Rishosa. You can't get Malkus for Vitzlu and Malkus for Kashi Zom, because that's called Kedei Rishosa, Risha Achas. That's also not like the Gemara over there. The Gemara over there holds that when the Gemara over there wants to explain the Rabbanan why you're not like the Mishalim, why you're not like the Shmeinim, the Gemara doesn't say because of Kedei Rishosai. The Gemara holds, Taisus says because Kedei Rishosai not shaykh to Malkus and Malkus. That will be another Machlekes Ula and the Gemara over there. What? Yeah, well, at least there you're doing. Right, the Nechnami, right? When Torah is Kaifel as Horus, you get more than one set of Malkus, we don't say Kedei Rishosa. Rama is a different sheep than that. It's totally in the Melech Machlech. The Marsh is you eat a certain, like a Sheretz Horus, you get four sets of Malkus. Even a Mola, you get four sets of Malkus. The Melech Machlech is because the Torah said it many times. So you see, you could have one that I Kedei Rishosa. You see, Kedei Rishosa doesn't apply in Malkus and Malkus. Rama is a different sheep, though. There's different kinds of Shrotzim. There's Shrotzim in Paris, and Shrotzim on the ground, and Shrotzim in the different kinds of shosim. And then in a mola, it's a sasher, it's that it has part of its life it does this, and then part of its life it does that, and it's versatile, and therefore it's has like, so you like arba because this is a sheretz that, you know, sings and dances and it does a lot of things, so it's, you like it for all the different things. You know, the passes for arba, for malchus and malchus, the passion in this meter, this is a really astounding meter over here. Why are you over here? Why are you like a shmein? So we have two problems. First of all, we have a steering meiri. Three problems. Number one, we have a steering meiri. We're in Daftalit and the meiri Be'os. Problem number two, what's the, according to the Me'iri and Davdalit over there, how does he understand Ula? Problem number three, according to the Me'iri by us, how does he understand it? Why aren't you like a Shmainim in the Sefer of the Mishnah over there? It's the Kitz and Nimrus. Three problems. Again, the Me'iri over there, the Me'iri Sheet in general, inconsistently everywhere, is that the Yitzdiku is not a Leisana to come out. Because you're talking not like it for Leisana. If you hold it, you're not like, if you're not like an Alav Shem and Mice, you're not like a Leisana. And Vitzdiku is a new parasha of Malchus, a parasha of Mechudeshes, a kasha zomad de Kamalchus. And the Miriam that base says that therefore Vitzdiku does not need Hasra. Because even though the lack of the reason why Adam Zayim don't need Hasra is because they wanted to give that guy, they wanted to kill that, it's because it's not fair. They wanted to kill somebody without Hasra, so they also get killed without Hasra. So the whole logic of not needing Hasra, says the Miri, is Ask Kasha Zomad. So why be Ben Gushim Nechalutz, so there you should need Asra? So he says, no, but it's the Malkus of Ben Gushim Nechalutz, so the Malkus of Yitzdiku is B'Torah's Kasha Zoma. So it has the rules of Kasha Zoma. That to me is consistent everywhere. Yitzdiku is not Megalon Lisana. Lisana remains a Lav She'im Ma'isa and Ein Loikin Olav, and Yitzdiku is a new Parsha of Malkus. So now the Shai is Me'idim Onu B'Yishplein Yishu Chayav. So now, the Mishnah says Me'idim Onu B'Yishplein Yishu Chayav Malkus. Shu Chayav Mamun. Rameir says loikum mishalim, and Chacham say kol mishalim ain't loikum. So how do you deal with that? Why does Rameir say you loikum mishalim? There's no malchus for lisan. It's a lav shame in ma'aseh. I have yitzdiku. That's only a substitute for kasha zoma. So why does Rameir say you loikum mishalim? And why does Chacham have to come out to kveir shosli? So the Irian Davdala deals with it. That mission is going lemanda omer. You loikum a lav shame in ma'aseh. Rameir holds you loikum a lav shame in ma'aseh, and Chacham are talking with dvarav the Rameir. So that mission is assuming this malchus for lav shem and ma'isa. So therefore, there really is malchus for leisana. Says Rameir, you like it for leisana, and you're mishalim for kasha zoma. And Rabbanan say lidvarecha that you like it for leisana, but this is din of kneir shosim. And the same thing by shmeinim, by malchus, by inimani b'shmeinim shuchai malchus. Rameir says you like it shmeinim. Our 40 malchus or one set of malchus for leisana, another set of malchus for kasha zoma. And Rabbanan say to Rameir, no, you can't do that because since the malchus of kasha zoma nizah nasora. And Leisana is the Asara, so once it's used up to be the Asara of Kasha Zomim, you can't get Malkus for Leisana too. And Rameir holds there's another Asara. That's the Meir over there in that valley. Very, very nice. But then it's what about Ula? Ula holds, Ula's an Amor, presumably he passes, that you're not liking a lot of shame and Maisa. So how can Ula live after Adam Zomim? They call him Mishalim and Eloika. La halacha, they're not liking a lot of shame and Maisa. So there's no Malkus over here. Leisana doesn't have Malkus. The only Malkus is Vitzdiku, and Vitzdiku only applies when there's no Kasha Zomim. And here there is kasha zomim. So that's shver. According to Miri in that valid, how does he deal with Ula? The Miri by us addresses Ula. And the Miri by us says that Ula holds or the Miri, when he's explaining Ula, says that true, Vehitzdiku is not Loisan, there's no Malkus Loisan, it's Lavshem and Maisa. Vehitzdiku is a new parsha of Malkus. But nonetheless, you should get the Malkus of Vehitzdiku plus the Mammon of Kasha Zoma. And presumably that's Chad and Ameir. Loika Mishalim, you Loika for Vehitzdiku, and you Mishalim for Kasha Zoma. And even though Vehitzdiku is a new parsha of Mechudeshes of Malkus, but it's not a substitute for Kasha Zoma, it could coexist with Kasha Zoma. You could have Vehitzdiku plus Kasha Zoma. And that's where Ameir holds, Loika Mishalim. And they're going to say, no, call him Mishalim and Loika. That's the Miri over here by us. So that's very good in Ula. But it's against the Miri over there in Daf Dalet. Okay, Steve Miri. Number two, according to the Miri by us, how do you explain the Sefer of the Mishnah? The Sefer of the Mishnah says, Miri Manu Bishlein Yishuchai and Malchus Arboim. So they're like a Shemaitim. They're like a Shemaitim. And the Rabbanim say, no, you're not like a Shemaitim, you're like a Arboim. Says the Gemara, because Leisan is used up to be Asar for Kashama. Forget Leisan. But you have Vitzdiku and you have Kasha Zomim, and the Miri by us holds that you could get both Vitzdiku and Kasha Zomim. And that already is not Shaykh Kedera Shosai. Malkus and Malkus is no Kedera Shosai. I don't know, it's Mr. Liashev. Okay, I think we'll stop here.